Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion. We discuss the Hagdoma, so to speak, to what the different levels of the Gzeru Veruv Itchim is and what the potential solutions are. If there's a problem with the Chotzer being a Mokum Rabbim, so we discuss that there is, as far as a Rabbim that's composed of Yisrael, that's where the problem is. And the solution is Bittul HaRishus. Schiris HaRishus is not so pashut by Yid that it works. We discussed Machlokes Rishonim. But Bittul Rishus if you didn't make an Eruv. And of course, optimally, which is the Tzura of the Mitzvah, the Tachonis Chachamim, is to make an Eruv Et Chamim, to make the Chotzer into one Mokim Yochid. A Goy, Me'ikir Adin, he's not part of the Chotzer. He's not considered one of the residents of the Chotzer. He should not ask. So he does not render that a Mokim HaRabim. And he's not considered, his place is not considered a Mokim in the Takon of carrying from the Bayis to the Chotzer or carrying in the Chotzer. However, Chazal, a secondary gzeira, made a goy in order to just push and make artificial the living together of goyim and yidden. We had a machlok senoim that's only by one goy. I'm sorry, if it's only by one Yisrael living with a goy, or it's two Yisraelim, that was machlok senoim. For a goy, what works is not bitl rishus, he can't become part of. Erev certainly doesn't work. What you need is schirus. There's another category of somebody who Erev does not work for, and that's a mishe eini moide be'eruv, the Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Aleph. And eini moide be'eruv is what we call a kutim. We discussed that there's really a machlok tanoim on a bigger level, whether kutim are yidn or not. That's for sure true that bizman hazeh, what we call kutim, they're kemat non-existent, and they're not yidn. Chazal were goizu with them with more and more stringency as the deris went on and they became less part of Klal Yisrael. That's Mufurish in the Gemara Chulin. Till Lamaisa, by the middle of the Tkufas HaAmiroim, they have no legal part of being Klal Yisrael. For many dinim. Ayin Sham, the Sugili, Abishchite, Ayin Esach, and so on and so forth. Over here, Rabbi Gamliel, in this Mishnah, picks up the theme of a Tztuki, where the Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph doesn't mention anything about a Tztuki. So the Gemara sticks in like a Chsuri Mechsur of a Hochi Katoni over here. What we had in the first Mishnah was only that the Tanakhama said that Eini Moide Be'erev, which the Gemara explains to mean a Kuti, is that Kutim are Yidden. They have a din of Geri Emes, at least in that time they were considered Yidden, and therefore, L'cha'oira, they should have the din of Eruv or Bittul Rishus. So Eruv, they can't be part of because they're Eini Moide Be'erev, they're Eini Bechlal. Bittul Rishus, Chazal took away their din of Bittul Rishus that you have by Yisrael because they're Eini Moide Be'erev. They don't have the status of Yidin Legabi Eruv, the Einim Oidim Eruv, therefore they have the din of Schirus. Again, Schirus might not work for Yisrael, but it certainly works for Kuti because there's no choice. You can't make an Eruv, you can't do Bitu Rishus. The Chsuri Mechsu of Achetoni is to stick into Mishnah Aleph, into Tanakhama, that a Tzeduki does not have the din. I'm sorry, Tzeduki has the din. The word that Gemara uses, Tzeduki Harehu Kenochri. A Tzeduki has the din of a Nochri, a Tzeduki is a Yid. It just belongs to a cat that's Eini Moide Be'eruv, or the Gemara really says that he's Moide Be'eruv, but they didn't want him living with a Yidin. That means Maisov Mikul Kolom. A Kuti would be the equivalent of Reform. That he's not Makir any Takonis Chazal, he's not Makir Terem in HaShemayim. Maybe he's Makir Terem Shemayim, he's not Makir Terem Shabal Peh. Tzeduki has certain things. The Gemara says, surprisingly, they were Makabal Ladinim of Eruv, but their lemaisa, their hashpa is not a good one. Chazal wanted him to have the social status, the difficulty of Yisrael living with a tzeduki, and therefore they stuck that into the halachas over here, and they said tzeduki is kenochri, which makes it more difficult to be mistader with him, l'nyoni eruv. On that, Rabbi Gamliel says, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, I'm chaylik. Maisa b'tzeduki echad shayidori moni b'mav Yerushalayim. This is in the times in the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, who's the Baal HaMishnah, over here is the son of Rabban Shimon Gamliel from the Asara Ruge Malchus, who was the last Nasi B'tkufas Bayis Sheni. So Mistama, we're talking over here about Dori Monu B'mav Yerushalayim. After Chum Bayis Sheni, later Tanoim of Kivir of Tarfin didn't live in Yerushalayim. They weren't allowed. So over here we're talking about B'tkufas HaBayis, there were Tzedukim. Again, after the Bayis, there were no Tzedukim. The Velam Malshinim that we daven, that was the subject of the original Birchas Velam Malshinim, were the early Knights and the Christians, not the Tztukim. So there was a Tzeduki family that lived with us, he says, in B'movi B'Yushalayim. V'omar lanu abba, maharu v'hoitziu es hakelum l'movi ad shele yoytzi v'yesu aleichem. What this means over here is that the process of bittul rishus, we explain the Mishnah Aleph, when a Yisraeli that lives together with the other Yidden, if he didn't make an Erev, if he gets to Shabbos, he can be mevatel rishus, say that he has no communal use of the chutz, and therefore the chutz only shak to them, they all made an Erev. That being said, bittul rishus is only a verbal, there's no kinyan that was made, it was a verbal understanding, I'm not going to use the chutz, you will. At any point, l'chayra, the Yisrael who was mevatel rishus, the one who didn't make an Erev, L'chayr could take that back. So what he's saying is that the Tzduki family was Mevatel Rishus. That's the way he explained. That's what happened. But you have to be choshish that he's going to take back the usage of the Chotzer. The way to prevent that, Rabbi Gamliel was saying over from his father, is Maru V'tzius HaKelim L'movi, take out something of the Klei HaBayis to the Movui, take possession of the chotzer, but if you're mishtamish in it, you were, so to speak, coined from him verbally, but now you made him ask again, he can't be chayzer. Now what the Gemara, what the Mefarshim Ek the Cheshbon is that if over here this tzeduki would have been soicher rishusoi, that's a kinyan that's made with money. He has to give him a pruta. Tzduki is a yid, so he has to give him a pruta, not the pachas mishav pruta we explained from a kuti in Mishnah Aleph. If he gave him money, so even on Friday he gave him the money, he can't be chayzer. Bittul rishus is not a real kinyan. Bittul rishus is just a acquiescence. It's just a verbal acquiescence. So that he's going to have to take it. Now, it's interesting. Schirus, like we just said, the process is the Yid pays the Goy money, and with that, the Yid symbolically is koina the Hishtamshus, and with that, he kicks the Goy out, so to speak. Bittul Rishus, which is done with a Yid, or according to Gamliel, also with a Tzduki, is done without a Kinyan. It's done by being Machzik, the Hishtamshus of that Mokon. Again, like we said, the other Yisrael could take it back. The Tzduki could take it back. But since this is not a Kinyan, it can't be done on Friday. Rashi, the Rashba, the Ritva, other Rishonim hold that this is only a way of being miyachedit for use on Shabbos for the one who the Rishus was nizbatuloi. So it has to be taken on Shabbos. Chirus, the Kinyan is made faket on Friday. It shouldn't be made on Shabbos. You can't make it on Shabbos. But over here, you definitely could do it, and it's chal only as a yichud for the ones who made the Eruv only when it's done on Shabbos. The Tor Lamaisa argues, the Tor holds, that even with Boyd Yoy, Maru, Vahoytzu Kleichem, and here would be a shalom how to read the words in the Mishnah. Maru, do quickly when? Vahoytzu is Kelim Lamovi Achle Yoytzu Vyas Aleichem. Before what? According to the reading of the Rishonim, there's a little bit of a doichik here. According to Rashi, what this means is right away, as soon as it's Chashecha, the first second, take it out before he can take it back. According to the Torah, it's Maharu on Erev Shabbos, before he could get out there with his stuff to be Mavatl. That's the Chayyad Pshad in the Mishnah over here. The Gemara Grada adds that even though we're talking about Tzeduki and Ram Gamliel is arguing on the unsaid Tanakama that Tzeduki would have a din that doesn't have a din of Bittul Rishus, he only has a din of Schiras Rishus, and he argues, the Gemara Lamaisa says that Ram Gamliel argued also B'negei Kuti. A Kuti is an Enimai de Be'eruv. Ram Gamliel's Shita was that the Enimai de Be'eruv only takes away the ability to be Ma'ariv. It does not take away the ability to be mevatel rishus. Tanakam argued on that. You need schiris rishus. One other hisof over here is that the wording of the Mishnah is vaytziu es hakelim lemovui. Who's talking about a movui? We're talking until now about every chatzes. Everything we discussed is two yidin, let's say, living with one guy in a chotzer, being ma'arv chotzer. First of all, state that a movui, remember that a movui is not a place where they live together be'etzem teshmishin. It's the common walking place of B'nei HaChotzer, various B'nei HaChotzer, 3-4 Chatzeros, open up onto one Mavi. It's not yet public, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, but it's one Mavi that leads to Rishus HaRabim. Even over there, if you'd have different Chatzeros that are open together, you can't carry after this mechitzas, you can't carry them all because also it's considered a mokum rabbin because there's different chatzeres. So what do you have to do? It's called shetufe mevoyis. Practically, there are differences in the way to make shetufe mevoyis as opposed to ruvi chatzes. We'll see later on towards the end of the mesechta. But al kaponim, that's mevoyis over here. We'll add that the same way there was a din in Mishnah Aleph that you need two Yisraelim with one goy. The chiv, the tzorich, and the iser to carry of shetufe mevoyis is only at kama that you have two chatzeros with Yisraelim open with a chotzer of a goy. Now here's the second shita. What does it mean the second shita? We already had two shitas, the status of a tzeduki and a kuti. But here we're going to have a different version of what the maisa was with Rabban Shimon Gamliel and Echad Mevoyis of Yerushalayim. And because of that, we'll be in the schal of the dinim that are yoytzim me'advar. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, he said different interpretation or different Kabbalah, what was the maisa from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You see a lot of times, the later Tanarim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, it's not a machlokes is Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda. The way the Gemara explains it is that the unmentioned Tanakama is really going to be supported Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, his version of what Rabban Gamliel said. The Tanakama Omar Rabban Gamliel is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Very often you find that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. The later Tanoim, they're arguing what was the Kabbalah, the Messiah, the Maisa, with Rabbi Lezer, with Rabbi Yeshua, with Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva. Or over here, what was the commissaries from Rabban Gamliel, b'shem his father, Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'lashon achem, maru v'asu tzorchechem b'movui, ad shelo yoytzi v'yeser aleichem. Supporting the Tanakama, what he says is, go do whatever you need to do in a movui, because bitul rishus doesn't help. And he's not cooperative, he wasn't soicher, he didn't want to be soicher, bitul rishus won't help. Go quickly do whatever you need to wash up, dishes, cooking, in the Mavui, because he's going to come out, he's going to ask you from carrying there. So fakert, for shteto is that tzeduki does not have a din of Yisrael, not legabe eruv, and not also legabe bitul rishus. What's neged today, legabe, when you have yidin that are mechal shabbos b'fahesu, the Gemara says over here, the famous halacha, that a person who's a Mechal Shabbos Fahesu, by the way, what does it mean Fahesu? It means not a Yid that gives in and is Mechal Shabbos. It means that a Yid who doesn't treat Shabbos as an entity, that he wouldn't be embarrassed. He has a rabbi, let's say, walking down the street. Moses is a Tam Chochem. Walking down the street, he would walk past him with a cigarette. He's not Bechlal. A regular Yid, if you had a Mechal Shabbos 100 years ago in the shtetl, most of them, if they'd see a Rov, they would turn the other direction. They're embarrassed. They know they're doing something wrong. That means he's a moide b'Shabbos. He's struggling with the Yetzirah. You don't become oisid. It's an important thought process. You don't become oisid from giving into the Yetzirah. You become maybe a balaver, but you don't become oisid. But when a person says Shmirah Shabbos has nothing to do with me, he's not bechalal the bris Yisrael. Mishnah Gimel. Now what we're going to do is we're going to get into the nitty gritty, the details of bitul rishus. Remember, bitul rishus works by Yisraelim. The real way to do it is to make an Eruv Tchumen. If somebody forgot to make an Eruv Tchumen, he can be Mevatel Rishusoi Lohem to the other residents of the Chotzer. What now becomes his status in the Chotzer, their status in the Chotzer? That's the subject of our Mishnah. Anche Chotzer, Sheshochech Mem Le'Eruv, one of them forgot and didn't make an Eruv. Beisoi Osur Melahachnes Melahoitzi Lohi V'Lohem. The basic idea is that what he's doing is he's defining his house as not having a schus hishtamshus in the chotzer. With that, by withdrawing his hishtamshus in the chotzer is only shaykh to the other 3, 4, 5 people that live there. They were ma'arif, so they're good. Now, what that does practically is that his house does not have hishtamshus in the chotzer. It's not him as an individual. We would say it in Lomdish, we would say it's not a din in the Gavra who lives here, it's a din in the Heftz of the Bayis. The Chotzer is a Heftz of a Rishus HaRabim if there's Chus Hishtamshus for those Batim in the Chotzer becomes a Mokom Rabim. Be Mevatel the Mokom of the Bayis in its Hishtamshus in the Chotzer, and with that you've removed him from the Rabim of the place, and everybody else in the Rabim made an Erev. Im Kain, the fallout of that is that it's not only he that's not allowed to carry, the Bala Bayis, who's not allowed to carry it from his Bayis to his Chotzer, to their Chotzer, But nobody is allowed to carry. They are also not allowed to carry a drink out from his house to the chotzer. Let's say he's the one that has lemonade in his fridge. It's hot in the chotzer. They're all sitting and enjoying. Sitting Shabbos afternoon on a bench in the chotzer. They want to bring out. He can't bring out from his house the lemonade to the chotzer. They want to bring it out. They can't. His bias is awesome lishtamish with the chotzer. Now, the Eilim will remember that this is Keneged the Shita of Rabbi Lai de Tana, who's mentioned in the end of Perek Beis. There was a Shemati in Rabbi Lai over the various Kabbalahs. One of the halachas that had a place, and we mentioned that we have to explain it when we get to the sixth Perek, is Rabbi Lai held no. The din of Isser Hishnamshus is only for him, it's not for them. They are allowed to carry from his bias to his chotzer, and from the chotzer into his bias. But the Mishnah says before not that way. The flip side of that is, since we said that the din, the iser, with the bitl rishus of carrying from the bayis to the chotz, is a din the mokoyim, it's not a din the person, he's allowed to also use the chotzer to take out from their house. The problem is only his house klapi the chotzer, not him klapi the chotzer. Now the Gemara earlier in the end of the second paragraph, the Gemara Dav Chavava Mebeis, said that actually he could be mevatel not only his hishtamshus in the chotzer to them, and thereby their eruv works for them, and he can carry from his bayis to his chotzer. Really, there's a way to do it even better. What he could do is he can be mevatel also rishus beisoy to them. They now have hishtamshus in his bayis, and be'etzem his bayis now he's considered like a guest. It becomes their bayis. Same way he was mevatel his chotzer, can be mevatel his bayis, and then he'll also be able to carry from his bais out to the chotzer, because now he's only a guest by them. He's a reach ba'omo. He's kvar mevatel beisa lohem. What's the difference? The difference is that if he's only mevatel his chotzer, the Gemara makes a basic assumption that if a person is still the balabos on his bais, and he was mevatel chatzeroi, if he now uses the chotzer, what he's doing is that he's being mevatel his bittel. So what the Gemara points out is that according to the Mishnah Bayos, if you're behed your mevatel your bias, then you could be an oirech completely by them. They have a schus hishtamshus, their batim, their chotzer. You have no hishtamshus in the chotzer, but you could carry out as an oirech from your bias to the chotzer. But if you carry out from your bias, the one who doesn't make the oirech carries out before they actually use the chotzer, he uses the chotzer. What he's really doing is he's being mevatel the bittel. He's repossessing his shtamshus in the chotzer, and then his whole bittel becomes bottle. So that's why it's not the stomis hadvarim. The stomis hadvarim is that he's mevatel his chotzer to them. He's not mevatel his bayis to them. And again, Rabbi Lai over there in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav said that no, he's mevatel the stomis also his bayis. They could carry in from his bayis to his chotzer, and he could carry also because he's only an erech by them. That's what bittel rishus is all about. Now in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we have an interesting idea. What we were discussing in the regular case of Bittul Rishus is you have 4, 5, 10 people in the Chotzer. They made an Erev. They did what they were supposed to. One person never wasn't around. They forgot about him. He forgot about them. He wasn't part of the Erev. So he has to be mevatel to them. The Yochid is moving over in favor of the Rabbi being able to use the Chotzer. Here we have a case where one person, Taka, was busy on Erev Shabbos. We'll even give the case. He was making a Kiddush that Shabbos, a Simcha. And he totally forgot about Erev. Now he's the one, ironically, that most needs the Shtamshas of the Chotzer. He's making a Bar Mitzvah. He needs the Chotzer to set up, to wash, to cut up pieces of Kugel, v'chule, v'chule. See, here we have a case where they're going to be Mevatel to him. Nosnu loy Rishusan. They gave him Rishus. So we have the flip side. Who mutter? He has the schus hashtamshus in the chotzer, v'hein asur. They don't have the schus hashtamshus. That's what the bittul is all about. Hoyu shnayim. Now, the sefer, we have a third case. Hoyu shnayim. There were two people that forgot. You have a large chotzer with 15 people. Two of the residents of the chotzer forgot to be ma'ariv themselves together with all the other members. Shnayim. So what happens? We're talking here about a case where all of the b'nei chotzer, again, why they forget? They're making simchis. There's a bar mitzvah and a kiddush in the chotzer. Both of them need hishtamshus to the chotzer. The oilam, the rest of the bnei chotzer, were maskim. They agreed to be mevatel reshu som l'reshu seim of oisei shnayim that forgot to be part of the eruv. So, but we have a problem. They're all mevatel to these two guys, okay? Yidna b'nei al-balei chesed. But these two asu each other, l'chor l'chotzer, is a mokum rabim for the shark to two people that were not married with each other and they're both making simchas. They're not willing to be mevatel. Ho yushnayim oisim zelze, l'chor that mekud is poshut. No difference in a chotzer of two that doesn't have an eruv. You have a problem. So what's the difference if everybody else, another 13, 14 people were mevatel, reshusom lohen, l'may say, now you have two people. So what the Gemara understands over here is that doshteid, that if everybody was mevatel to them, you can't have now that one of them should be mevatel to the other. You can't turn around and do that. That should work. Everybody's mevatel them. Now they're the bali hishtamshus in the chotzer. One was mevatel to the other. He was mevatel his hishtamshus. Okay, so you have one left. You don't need erev. No, you don't say that. The Gemara says that's already too much pushing it. And the Mishnah makes a klal. In summary, she'echad nois mishus v'noid mishus. One person living together with other people could be noisin or noitul mishus, depending on the circumstances. Shnayim noisin mishus. Two people can give rishus. If these two people in the chotzer that forgot to make an erev, both of them would be maskim, that the other resident should use the chotzer, the two can be mevatel to the many. Aber ein neutel rishus. The two cannot take rishus from a bitl rishus that's taking part all day the rabbim, because they still have around the two. I once mevatel, the chazal didn't let you do that. It's a step after a step after a step, didn't let you do that.